This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. On Friday, April 19th, Special Olympics Arkansas will hold the Area 7 Games at Arkansas State University. Area 7 consists of Craighead and Poinsett counties. Between 500 and 600 athletes are expected to participate in Special Olympics. Over 20 different events will be held at ASU, with athletes getting ready for the state competition in May at Harding University in Searcy. Beverly Lee of Jonesboro is the director of Area 7. She tells about Special Olympics.
We cater to individuals with disabilities, learning and intellectual disabilities. We provide sports training and events for them so they can participate at their own level against other athletes that are on their level. And they have a good time. We have a good time.
Kimberly Shipley of Jonesboro is a Northeast Arkansas field representative of Special Olympics Arkansas, which covers 9 counties in the region. She says when the state games take place on Searcy, thousands of athletes from around the state will participate in the games.
Probably about 3,000 total for the 9 counties. And, you know, you look at those that are available to participate, we're open to anyone with intellectual disabilities and developmental delays. And about 1 in 10 families in the U.S. has somebody that is directly affected by that. So there's many that are eligible to participate that might not know about Special Olympics and might not realize that that opportunity, just like Beverly was talking about earlier, not realizing that we cover adults as well. We have our young athlete program, which is from 2 all the way up to 7, then at 8 years old on up to 22, and then we have our master's age, which is 22 and above. So there's a lot that are out there that are eligible to participate, but they might not know about those resources. We provide all the training for coaches. So if you want to be a Special Olympics coach, you just have to have a love for the athletes. You know, you don't have to be a professional athlete to be a coach because we provide that training for them.
Valerie Hilson's training director for Area 7. She tells about the different activities that are done.
We facilitate the training of the various sports within Special Olympics. We have a total of about 20 sports. Internationally, I think it's 36. But we offer anything from aquatics to bocce, bowling, basketball, floor hockey, softball. A lot of times when individuals think of Special Olympics, they just think of the track and field games, but it's so much more than that.
Hilson tells how people can volunteer to be a coach for Special Olympics.
We have a training session, and those individuals that want to be certified as a coach, say for instance if we are performing bowling, okay, what we'll do is we'll have a clinic, and parents, volunteers, coaches, they will come out to receive that training, and they will, what they'll have to do is they will get 10 hours of training total, okay, and they have to work with a special needs athlete. And once those 10 hours are completed, they'll complete the paperwork, and then we have to send their paperwork on to state.
The Special Olympics provides year-round sports training and athletic competition for children and adults across Arkansas. The athletes will compete in the sports free of charge. Beverly Lee's son, Jason Tippett, was involved in Special Olympics. She tells about how she learned about Special Olympics Arkansas.
Well, it was through the school system. He was in a special ed class, and he was probably about 8 years old, 9, when we first started. And the only thing that we did was track and field. And he has muscular dystrophy, so running wasn't really an option for him. So he did the walk and the softball throw, and he just loved it. I mean, you know, he was hooked the first time, and we just kept participating. But that was really the only sport that we did for a long time. And then he got into the bowling later on. And then as an adult, he went on to play floor hockey, softball, basketball, and still done track and field games.
Kimberly Shipley says that's a common story about the participants who are involved in Special Olympics. She says the mission of the games are to develop physical fitness, demonstrate courage, experience joy, and participate in a sharing of gifts, skills, and friendship with families as well as other athletes. She tells about the games coming up at ASU.
It'll be April 19th. They'll be held out at the track here at ASU. We'll get started setting up that morning, probably about 8 o'clock. We will have anywhere from 500 to 600 athletes competing that day. So it takes a lot of volunteers. We need people to come out and escort the athletes, which means they go from one event. You take them to the staging area where they get their assignment. They go, you take them to the event. You get to watch them compete in the event. Then you get to take them and watch them receive their medal and get it back to their coach. We'll be out there pretty much all day. And then we'll also need help clean up. The Leadership Center here at ASU is helping us coordinate ASU volunteers. So if you are an ASU student and want to volunteer, get in touch with the Leadership Center and get a time slot and come on out.
One of the competitors you'll see April 19th is 9-year-old Cooper Lyles. Cooper has Down syndrome and has competed in Special Olympics before. Cooper's grandmother is Joanne Gamble of Jonesboro, also known as JoJo.
Cooper was born in November of 2003. We knew he had Down syndrome before he was born, so we were somewhat prepared. He had some heart issues. He had a surgery, an open heart surgery in January after he was born in November, after a couple or three times in the hospital before. He bounced right out of that, and he was enrolled in the Learning Center almost immediately, and they came to the house and did developmental therapy with him until he was a full-time student there in the center. We had speech, occupational, physical, and developmental therapies starting at about, 10 or 12 weeks. He continues with speech and OT. He has tested out on physical therapy, so we're happy about that. He's had several, I can't even tell you how many, 9, 10, 11 surgeries in his little 9 years. But he is a pleasure to pretty much anybody that wants to run wild with him. He's a busy boy.
And JoJo tells how Cooper got involved in Special Olympics.
Wendy is Cooper's mom, and she had some friends who volunteered with Special Olympics, and they mentioned it to her. And if anybody that knows Wendy knows that she is all about being involved in something else, she's always going. So she signed him up, and he was in the torch run. He's been in the runs. He throws the ball, and that's here in Jonesboro. And then, of course, we've been the basketball skills. We do that. We do bowling. I think that's all we do here. Of course, we go to the state competition also.
And Gamble helps Cooper tell a story about an experience when her husband accidentally shut a truck door on Cooper's thumb the day of State Olympics. They both tell the story.
Remember when you run, and last year, remember what happened to your thumb? Can you tell him about that? What happened to your thumb? He got it hurt. Say it. Say, hurt it.
I hurt it.
What'd you do to it?
Bopped up.
He slammed his thumb in Bob's truck the day he had to run. And what happened? We went to the doctor. And what happened?
Got a cast.
And then we went back to run. That's right. And what happened? You won a gold medal.
What?
You won a gold medal. Tell them. Gold medal. And you ran with a cast on your hand.
It's on my hand.
Cooper will be competing in this year's Special Olympic Games. You can see pictures of Cooper on our website, kasu.org. Gamble says Special Olympics have had a positive impact in Cooper's life. According to Gamble, the athletes who compete in Special Olympics usually also make a positive impact in the lives of those who volunteer and attend the games.
I know that people think that children with disabilities, if you don't know them, then you have a skewed vision of them. They are special needs kids, but they are special kids. If you ever get the chance to just come up and meet Cooper and hug him or shake his hand, you will change your opinion of special needs people. They are not to be shunned. They are not to be turned away or mistreated. They are people, and they are special people, and they deserve our attention, and they deserve our time, and they deserve us. they deserve to be treated just like you would want to be treated and the way I want to be treated.
ASU's games take place April 19th, and the state games of the Special Olympics takes place May 23rd through May 25th at Harding University. More information on Special Olympics Arkansas can be found at www.specialolympicsarkansas.org or by calling 870-275-7075. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.